Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, good evening. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And the show is titled All That Jazz Now. This is our last Wednesday for 2021. And we're going to knock your socks off, excuse me, in 2022. Yes, we're coming back. And 2022 will be our 11th year in June of being on air. I love doing the All That Jazz Now on Wednesdays. My older brother Marvin taught me a lot about jazz. He loved some jazz. He was just a jazz man. And I was talking to his daughter today, my lovely niece, Dana. So I'm going to send a shout out for her and hope she's listening in on the show. We have some wonderful conversations, a lot of love stuff, family stuff, which is all good. I'm very proud of her. Proud of her brother Marvin and her brother Terrence. So tonight's show is going to be kind of dedicated to them. We even got some interviews. What is Latin jazz? They're going to explain that to you and who actually started it. And we're featuring the top 10 influential jazz musicians in the world, the guys and girls that started it all. So we're going to do a little countdown with them. If you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. I got a little cold. That's the number you can dial from all over the show, all over the world, rather, to get into the show. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. So this is going to be an exciting jazz night. We got Ronnie Jordan. We got Chuck Loeb, Rosiero Flores, Cindy Bradley, Mesa, just a lot of great artists. And, of course, Sade. So we got some jazz for you. So let's get the show on the road and let you listen to some great jazz for tonight. I think we'll start off with Ronnie Jordan and a track called Heaven, dedicated to my niece, Dana. Oh, And that was Ronnie Jordan. And he turned his mic down. You know, sometimes I have to be listening to the music. And I'm like, okay, you need to make sure that mic is down and that the mic is off. You may say something you ain't supposed to say. We got a great jazz show for you tonight. All That Jazz Now, 2021. And just think, a few more days. Will be in 2022. And in June, it will be 11 years that I've been on the air. Oh, man. We got some exciting projects coming up in 2022 that I know you're going to enjoy. And we're going to try to stretch out, get our TV network, DSM TV, where you can watch some of the best documentaries on Black history. And we will be producing the DSM TV originals, kind of like Netflix and Amazon or Prime or Bunka Baka or whatever the network is. Bunka Baka. I'm going to play this track by Paul Taylor called Long Way Home. And don't forget, we got two interviews, What is Latin Jazz and the other, Celebrating the 10 most influential jazz artists in the world and in the history of jazz. How about that? So I'm going to bring you Paul Taylor, and when I come back, we got more great music for you. And that was Paul Taylor doing his thing called Long Way Home. Man, it's 7:20 already. Our time moves by pretty fast when you're playing great jazz. And again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Wednesday night. It's kind of cold outside. The other night, it was snowing. And I said, oh, my God, I hate winter. But if you live in Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, what a heck ever, you're going to get it. We got, like I said, a great lineup for you. We're going to play Cindy Bradley. And when I come back, we're going to take a quick station break and play a quick commercial. But otherwise than that, we got some great jazz for you. Cindy Bradley, A New Day.
something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism, you will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos, más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The title of the show is All That Jazz Now. And again, what a wonderful way to have a Wednesday. Jazz is just phenomenal. We got a track by Sade called The Big Unknown. We're going to slap that on the playboard so you can get a listen and enjoy some great music on Wednesday night. Jazz.
Only love could bring us, to this bitter plane. Only one of us, who's gonna walk away? Here. Thank you. flame on this cold flame. No way to measure my pain.
So how'd you like that one? The Big Unknown. You know, it's just, Sade is just so good. And just performs magnifico. This is trying to speak a little Spanish. Yes, it's the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We're going to get to our track. It talks about the top 10 influential jazz musicians of all time. So sit back, take a listen, and I'm going to sit back myself. And again, this, I wasn't too sure if you heard me, but yeah, it's dedicated to Marvin McClure, who loved jazz. So let's get it on. Like Pop and the Corn. I still don't know where I got that from.
Jazz, the original art form of the American South. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 most influential jazz musicians. For this list, we've considered musicians who made significant contributions to jazz as a genre, and whose work had an historical impact on contemporary music as a whole. Number 10, Dizzy Gillespie. With trademark swollen cheeks, trumpet player Dizzy Gillespie was a groundbreaking bebop performer and master improviser, as well as a pioneer of Afro-Cuban and Latin jazz. With a deep passion for music rooted in African traditions, Gillespie collaborated with a variety of Caribbean and South American performers, fusing new styles into his modern jazz interpretations. Gillespie's long career saw him tirelessly touring, captivating audiences with horn-rimmed virtuoso spectacles, and becoming jazz's unofficial ambassador to the world in the process. Number 9, Billie Holiday.
Embrace me, my sweet embrace of a
Though she never composed her own music, Billie Holiday is considered to be one of jazz's greatest performers.
Here am I, patiently waiting.
Holiday turned Embraceable You, I'll Be Seeing You, and I Cover the Waterfront into famous jazz standards, while her rendition of Strange Fruit is considered to be one of the most important songs in American history.
Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck.
Though her life was fraught with tragedy, Holiday's improvisational genius,
combined with her raspy, somewhat fragile voice, showcased a depth of emotion unparalleled by other jazz singers.
I've been looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Number 8, Oscar Peterson. With an expansive career that saw him compose everything from a classical ode to Bach and one of the first jazz ballets, Oscar Peterson's work was as socially significant as it was musically innovative. Peterson opened one of the first jazz schools in Canada, and his Hymn to Freedom was a major anthem of the civil rights movement. The Maharaja of the keyboard by Duke Ellington, Oscar Peterson was one of the most talented and important jazz pianists of his generation. Number 7, Thelonious Monk. Piano player and electrifying performer, Thelonious Monk's jarring and dissonant compositions featured the melodic twists synonymous with contemporary jazz. Monk's style played with sound and the lack thereof. Featuring energetic percussive attacks on the keys, juxtaposed with periods of drawn-out silence. Composing classics like Round Midnight and Straight No Chaser, Monk ended his days in relative obscurity. Yet his influence on modern jazz remains to this day. John Coltrane. Heralding free jazz, John Coltrane was constantly experimenting with new instrumentation, composition, and style. Creating sheets of sound with his alto sax, Coltrane played multiple chords at once, manipulating traditional harmonic progressions. His contribution to Miles Davis's Kind of Blue captures Coltrane's originality when it comes to phrasing and rhythm. Though his life was cut short due to illness, Coltrane is considered one of jazz's most important musical innovators. Number 5, Nat King Cole.
When a meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you've got to hear it?
Known for his silky vocals, Nat King Cole infused popular American music with jazz sensibilities.
It's a heartache.
Cole's smash hit, Straighten Up and Fly Right, was based on an African-American folk story, proving that traditional material could have wide appeal. Cole was also one of the first African-Americans to host a variety TV program. Which featured jazz greats like Ella Fitzgerald and Eartha Kitt. A phenomenal pianist and standout improviser, Cole was one of the first jazz greats to become a true pop icon.
You wish that summer could always be here.
Number 4, Charlie Parker. virtuoso saxophonist, Charlie Parker is known for his rapid-paced chord progressions and the interpolation of his own melodies over traditional jazz standards. His use of classical, Latin, and blues styles helps lead to the development of bebop. Having a personal style and expression that epitomized the iconoclast sensibility of the beat generation, Charlie Parker was a true artistic intellectual whose contributions to jazz music are as important as his cultivation of jazz culture. Number 3, Miles Davis. At the helm of almost every major jazz innovation in the late 20th century, Miles Davis's seminal 1959 recording, Kind of Blue, ushered in the era of cool jazz. Playing alongside many jazz greats throughout his career, Davis also collaborated with artists outside the genre, cultivating what is now called jazz fusion. Tirelessly pushing the boundaries of artistic expression, Davis is often characterized as one of the coolest men to have ever lived and a true musical genius. Number 2, Duke Ellington. Pianist, band leader, and composer, Duke Ellington was as gifted as he was prolific. Composing thousands of songs over his 50-year career, Ellington penned many famous standards like Cottontail and It Don't Mean a Thing.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Classically trained, Ellington and his brilliant musicianship always considered the skill and style of his fellow performers. With arrangements that were more formal and sophisticated in structure than other jazz compositions, Duke Ellington elevated jazz to a bona fide art form. Before we unveil our pick for number one, here are a few honorable mentions. Number 1, Louis Armstrong. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong is celebrated for his lively virtuoso style, inventive musical expression, and dynamic showmanship.
Come on, folks, everybody sing. Now when the saints go marching in.
Known for his signature raspy voice, Armstrong also helped to give scat a wider audience with his recording.
Yeah, bro.
The American musicians Hot Five and Hot Seven groups produced multiple true jazz classics. With a career spanning over five decades, Armstrong's impact on popular music is immeasurable. For this reason, Louis Armstrong is usually considered the greatest jazz musician of all time. Do you agree with our list? Who's your favorite jazz musician? For more entertaining top tens published every day, be sure to subscribe to WatchMojo.com.
And there you have it. The top 10 on their list. So again, a lot of the greats, Count Basie, Dizzy, Miles, Sarah, you know, they're all on that list. And top 10 for me is kind of hard because there's so many greats that influence jazz music. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show and All That Jazz Now, our last Wednesday of the year. That's it, 12/29 for 2021. But we got a whole lot more Wednesdays to come in 2022. We're going to jump to a track by Don Joseph, Can't Breathe. And I want you to listen to the guitar player there. It's what we call dangerous individuals. That was Don Joseph, Can't Breathe. And like I said, did you listen to the guitar? You know, jazz guitars sometimes have a different way of playing, you know, between Latin, Caribbean, Black, Soul, gospel, blues. They just mix it all together. We're going to jump to a track. It's almost 8 o'clock. Man, we're through with the first hour. And don't forget, we've got an interview on what is Latin jazz. And we got a great jazz Latin artist, Rosera. She's going to be on the show tonight. So let's get to this track, Tell Me More and More Then. Tell me some more. Joe Sample and Randy Crawford.
Tell me more and then some. You know what I want to hear. I want some more and then some. That I love you only. I want some more and then some of how you feel and then when you done told me about a million times of how much you love me when you're through. Start right back in again. Made the same mistake. Know the awful ache of a little heart that's been double crossed. The waiting's been so long. It's hard to be believing. Thought I'd missed my guess. I thought happiness for me was lost. I want some more, and then some. You know how I love that stuff. Whisper from now on until doomsday. But I never, no, I never will get enough.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do
is lighting up with blue lights. There's a lot of people tuning in, especially from Chicago. I like that. And then from Indiana, Indianapolis in the house, and Berwyn. I mean, we just lighten it up. And, of course, Dallas, Texas, tuning in. So that's pretty good, man. Hey, listen, All That Jazz Now comes on every Wednesday from 7 to 9, and we will be celebrating 11 years of being on air next June. That's deep. Hey, before we get to our information about Latin jazz, I thought we'd give you a little taste of Mesa. She's got a track called All My Life, and Mesa can cut. She has a track that I love to hear her sing, What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? But we're not playing that tonight. We're going to give you a little taste of Mesa in All My Life. And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, All That Jazz Now, last Wednesday, 2021. We're going to jump to another vocal segment. We've already done the top 10 influential jazz artists in the industry, and Louis Armstrong came out as number one in the world. That's what they said. Number one. So let's give a listen to What is Latin Jazz? And we're going to follow it up with Rosea Flores. She's doing a Latin track. So we might as well back it up when they talk about Latin jazz on the Don S. McClure Show. All That Jazz Now.
Hello, my name is Chris Washburn, and I'm a trombone player that spent a lot of my time in my professional life playing music that is oftentimes called Latin jazz. Today I would like to answer the question, what is Latin jazz for you? This is not such a simple answer, but we can think of it in a variety of ways. So the simple way is that it's a type of music that combines jazz with various musical styles from Latin America or the Caribbean. But it's not just Latin American and Caribbean music, and it's not just jazz. It's kind of this middle ground where there's almost equal weight or close to equal weight between those different styles. Now, many people believe that this style of music emerged in 1947. In particular, with two musicians that were very interested in combining these two different styles. One was Dizzy Gillespie, a trumpet player, and the other was Mario Balzà, a Cuban arranger, trumpet player, and saxophone player. Mario Balzà introduced Dizzy Gillespie to a very famous Cuban percussionist named Chano Pozo. They got together and started to write music and perform. They played at Carnegie Hall, they played up at Boston Symphony Hall, and they also played at the Apollo Theater. And it was a very unique mix of kind of big band jazz with Latin rhythms. And this is really where the term Latin jazz starts to emerge, where the music was different enough from big band jazz of the 1940s and different enough from Cuban dance music that people started calling it something different. At first, Dizzy Gillespie started calling it cubop, which was the word Cuba and bebop mixed together to really show this equal weight between the two different styles. It was a very successful stylistic mixing, and what it did is it started to change the repertoire of jazz, where people started to incorporate more Latin American and Caribbean rhythms into their performance, and also more and more musicians from Cuba as well as other places in Latin America started to participate in jazz. This style of music has been with us and identified as a separate style of music from the mid-1940s. That's the simple answer. The more complicated answer, though, we have to go much farther back to the very beginnings of jazz. New Orleans is the city that's most associated with the beginnings of jazz. But if you've ever been to New Orleans, you'll notice a few things. One, the people down there, they kind of speak a little differently than other places in the United States. They actually have different food, different architecture, and different musical styles. And that's because New Orleans can really be viewed more as a Caribbean city than a North American city. Indeed, for many, many years, it was the French that administered that place, same with the Spanish. And it wasn't until the early 1800s that we start to see it become part of the United States. Why is that significant? Well, that's significant in the sense that culturally it was a lot different from North American cities. Also, it was the biggest port city that we had for many years in the United States, and it would trade with many South American and Caribbean places. So there was a big interchange of peoples going back and forth. So when you start to listen to early versions of jazz, you'll not only hear the blues, which is a really big component of jazz. You'll hear North American popular song, which is important, brass bands, but you'll also hear a lot of Caribbean rhythms and Latin American rhythms. Because at those parties that those early jazz musicians were playing and making a living and in the various venues, they were not only playing the popular music from North America, but they were also playing popular Cuban and Latin American styles. And so it played a really fundamental role early on. So in some ways, you can think about early jazz as Latin jazz too, if you use the definition that I provided in the beginning, where it's a mixture of these two places. So it becomes a very crucial component of the foundations of jazz. But how we view it now as a separate style is really kind of the legacy that Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo gave us. But maybe it's better to think about the fact that maybe Chano Pozo and Dizzy Gillespie just reinvigorated that connection and brought it to the front and started calling it out by calling it cubop and letting people know this is a significant part of what jazz is. Thank you.
Eso es lo que yo quiero, tener algo contigo. Contigo, contigo y contigo. Que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo. Y es que no te has dado cuenta de lo mucho que me cuesta ser tu amiga. Ya no puedo acercarme ya a tu boca sin desearla de una manera loca. Necesito controlar tu vida, ser quien te besa y quien te abriga. No hace falta que te diga que me muero por tener algo contigo.
Ole, vámonos.
And that was Chuck Logan, that had that smooth Latin sound, pure jazz. I like Chuck Logan, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the last Wednesday in December. Oh, man. And that smooth jazz. We got some more smooth jazz for you. We got Carl Anderson and Brenda Russell. You Can't Hide Your Heart From Me. We got some more Ronnie Jordan. And we got some Cynthia Erivo. She just had to hear your voice. We're going to play that next after our commercial break. But I'm telling you, man, jazz on Wednesday, it's going to be phenomenal. I just believe so. So let us take this break. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial, I kid you not, from all over the world, and get into the show.
Book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Please sing along. If you don't, learn the word. But mainly just have a good time tonight. I hope you enjoy. So this first song is called I Just Had to Hear Your Voice.
I couldn't get
Cynthia Erbo, and it's kind of like Marlena Shaw or Roberta Flack. You know, jazz artists have different sounds, and sometimes we don't know that they're jazz because they seem so great. We go like, is that jazz? But that was Cynthia Erbo. I Just Had to Hear Your Voice, which was originally done by Olita Adams. You know, so there's a lot of artists out there, jazz, pop, neo-soul. You know, last year, year before last, everybody was playing some neo-soul. And then we left that and went back to jazz. So it's always a good thing. Man, it is 8:31. We got 28 more minutes to go. Man, and this has been a phenomenal ending to the Don S. McClure Show for this year. Not the ending, but the ending for this year, at least on Wednesdays. I'm telling you, I'm enjoying it. I like it. And we got another beautiful track for you. So let's jump into Brenda Russell featuring Carl Anderson on All That Jazz Now.
You can't hide your heart from me.
Wow. You can't hide your love for me. It sounds like a romantic jazz night to me. I don't know. We got this track we're going to play by Mesa. Love Won't Let Me Wait. I'm telling you, great jazz, has great lyrics. And I didn't know they considered Nat King Cole one of the best jazz artists. I knew he sang jazz, and he also sang in movies and stuff like that. But he was good. So I guess you would consider him one of the greats who sang jazz. Let's give a listen to Mesa. Love Won't Let Me Wait.
Love won't let me wait, no.
Man, did you hear those instruments? That sax, that horn. That's what jazz is made of. Love won't let me wait. Man, that's deep. Dedicated to my brother Marvin McClure, jazz aficionado, had his own band, was very influential in my life. I'm going to jump to this track by Angela Bofield. She's also considered a crossover artist. She could do jazz as well as she could do soul.
If you're not afraid of what love brings, then endings are beginnings, a beautiful thing. It's a chance you take, a chance you'll win, if someone's gonna find you. First you've gotta let them in, cause try and keep it simple, or try and keep it real, and if being real means you'll someday say goodbye, remember my friend, what burns my feet, it's a circle you know.
That's some deep jazz there. It don't get no better than that, man. You know, that's the thing about jazz. This comes in all kinds of forms, all the way to New Orleans, to Latin jazz, to Dizzy, to Miles, Sarah, Dakota, Ella, all the way up. Even Big Maybelle. I should have put her on tonight. Big Maybelle was a great jazz artist. You know, as you travel and you think about the artists in music, they each have their own different style, but they bring you so much joy. We're going to jump to a Cindy Bradley track, A New Day. And for those just tuning in, we've been playing some dangerous individuals. So we're going to keep on moving on. Oh, and I want to read to you a little bit, just a little short section of what I'm writing for the true story on Dick Glass, Black Outlaw. Cindy Bradley on our last go around for Wednesday, the 29th of December. Hey, you know, like I said, I was working last night on the opening for one of my Black History books. I've got a few coming out next year. And hopefully, and not hopefully, by the end of next year in the fall, we will have our own DSM-TV network. And we'll be featuring a lot of Black history documentaries. And jazz is Black history because it's the history of who we are, how we express ourselves, especially in music. But anyway, I was sitting at the computer after I'd been watching a couple of movies about the Dalton brothers and a few of the others. And I wrote this down because I want to open it up as people in the museums in Oklahoma and Fort Smith, Arkansas, and a lot of other places where the Indian Territory had a lot to do with that history, right? So I opened it up with Wild Horse Creek, Arkabuckle, the Indian Territory, 1884. Contrary to popular images and stories provided by filmmakers and those who write about the Old West, the Oklahoma outlaw in the Indian Territory between 1884 to 1901 had its share of dangerous mixed breed and black outlaws than many other areas in the United States. The name Dick Glass escaped the famous rolls of Oklahoma as if he was non-existent. But to those who truly know the history of the famous Indian Territory will not deny the name Dick Glass as one of the most dangerous and ruthless black outlaws, who was Creek and black, born to parents in the Creek Indian Nation. The running gunfights of Dick Glass were just as wild as those of the OK Corral. These extended back and forth across the Creek and Cherokee dividing line. Most outlaw men, women, feared running into Dick Glass more than they did Jesse James in the territory. He was considered one of the worst of his Creek half-breed and half-black outlaws. One cross word to Dick Glass or any of his gang of outlaws was the scene of bullets ending the conversation. The best place to start how Dick Glass cared for human life outside of those who rode with him was on September 7th, 1884, in Arbuckle at Wild Horse Creek. And then I'm going to go into the actual story of what happened that day. But as I watch other films, I watch the way they use the cities, the names, the dates to put a stamp on the realization of the characters they're talking about. And I love doing that with Black history. So we got a lot to do. I've enjoyed a lot. We've got three more minutes to go. We are almost out of here. And again, it's just been a phenomenal night to end it with great jazz. 347-633-9376 is the number that can be heard all over the world. So I think the best way to end our show tonight is to end with one of my favorite artists, Dawn Joseph. She's got a track called Can't Breathe. And for me, the promotion of Black history, Black people, a lot of times I can't breathe from the joy of bringing their stories to life. And we're going to be phenomenal in 2022. So all that jazz, wants to thank you for listening in on a Wednesday night, and we got more to come in 2022.